Chapter 7. Don't look at the world with your hands in your pockets, Mark Twain once told a young author. To write about it, you have to reach out and touch it. I thought of this advice once when I visited a blind person. He had been blinded at the age of 14 in an accident. As we chatted, he noticed, I don't know how, that I was gazing at a life-size bronze head of Helen Keller near his desk. Feel it with your hands, he told me. I ran my fingers over the cool metal. Now, does it look different? He asked. The difference was surprising. The sculpture now had weight, depth, shape, and character which had escaped my eyes. Today there are museums that, instead of the old don't touch signs, offer children the chance to touch. Visitors to the Brooklyn Children's Museum are encouraged to pick up and feel the objects on display in every exhibit. If they can't touch the things, says an instructor of the museum, it is no different from watching a movie or TV show. Maybe, if we want to enlarge the range of our impressions, our motto should be, do touch.